In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
You have found yourself in a one trip. I blew that.
Why?
A one-way ticket for a destination.
You have as many chances as you need, Sam.
Phantasmagoria. Welcome.
Can we start over?
Nope.
Please.
Houston, have we ever started over at your request?
You found yourself on a train. It's a one-way. Nope.
Oh, hey, guys, one second. Sorry, I have to take this. Uh-huh. Hey. Yeah? No, the grandma bit was his. No, yeah, it was good. Okay, we're actually recording right now. Yeah, I'll tell him.
It's his grandma.
Houston wrote an entire skit.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
By himself.
Okay, no, I gotta go. Bye.
I want y'all to know he's not actually.
That was Elon Musk. He actually just bought podcasting. So he wanted to call
Is this for the Mars thing?
Or?
He just bought podcasting, and so he called me. That was him just now, and he was telling me that we actually made the best ad in podcasting.
I'm cringing at this.
Is this at least?
I'm cringing at this.
Is this
whole
worse?
Deal. What
is this worse than my blow up of an opening?
I don't know what you're talking about. What is what worse?
And it's just going downhill from here. Sam, it was okay. You could have...
Sorry. The richest man on the planet just called us to say we made the most...
I really did have
money-worthy ad he's ever seen.
And it sounded
good
in my...
And you're just writing that off?
First of all...
It sounded good in my head. And then as soon as the words started coming out, it just...
Why won't you guys participate in my fun set? I've made this space for you guys to like...
Elon Musk?
Tell me about your relationship with Elon Musk.
What do you want me to tell you about Elon Musk? I know nothing about the guy, except that he's rich.
Yeah, and he just told us that we have the best ad he's ever seen.
Well, then why
isn't
my... And that
means nothing to you?
Why isn't my wallet fat?
Why is he telling us that we have a good ad? Why is he not telling everybody else
that he
knows? Well, I
mean,
everyone
likes to be congratulated on what they're doing.
Wait, call him back. Call him back. I want you to call him back. I want you to tell him to post on any of his social media that we made a good ad.
Okay, one second.
Why do you have to hold your phone up? Nobody is watching you.
nobody can. He's literally
nobody's watching you except
head.
Us.
Hey, Elon.
Like he's actually trying to trick us.
E-Dog.
He's E-Dog, my man. They don't believe me. Here, I'll put you on speaker.
Nope. He can't do it.
Hi, I'm Elon Musk.
Elon, tell us.
I want to buy your podcast.
Very
Elon,
good ad.
I don't know why you're using that voice. Can you tell them what you told me?
I am from Africa.
That's nothing, Elon. Tell them what you told me.
Why? Let's assume that was 100% real and Elon Musk really actually thought that was the best ad he's ever heard. Do you actually believe that he would find us?
Yes.
And contact
no,
us
he,
and
they're
tell us.
They're friends.
Yes.
Houston and Elon.
I don't know that I don't know that I would do that.
It's right after Ellen DeGeneres in Houston's phone.
Don't freaking bring that on.
I don't
here because
think
that is real and I don't want to hear about
Ellen
it.
Ellen DeGeneres and then Elon Musk.
It's okay, wait.
That is real.
I don't think the podcast knows about that joke that we have as friends. So Sam saying Houston's best friends with Ellen DeGeneres and
actually,
you saying
it would be Ellen and then Elon.
But Kevin saying don't bring that up because that's real makes the audience believe that I actually know Ellen DeGeneres on a personal level.
I just wanted you to admit it.
Which
he did it. He admitted it.
See, but I didn't want them to know that.
Nope, he too late.
I didn't want
you
my
lose.
Audience to know that.
You
he
lose.
He did admit it. He's been Houston's been storming around for like three, four years
he
now.
He got the freaking 12 days of giveaways at Ellen DeGeneres and then acted like they were buddies for
he's
the
been
rest of his life.
He's been telling people that he got those things from his good friend Ellen. And he won't shut up about his nice TV and his nice blender.
And his freaking waffle iron that he used one time.
Wrong. I use that waffle iron. I go through phases with that waffle iron.
Okay.
It's a good waffle iron. I haven't whipped out the crock pot yet because I'm a 24-year-old man and don't know how to use it.
I'll start us off, if that's all right, with...
Sure.
Please do.
With the crew.
I can't believe you guys turned your nose up at him. That's so sad.
I'll turn my nose up at him every chance I get.
You had a chance to play, and you didn't choose to play with me.
Well, as soon as he calls me, then maybe we'll talk.
So, Sam, if...
Sorry, my phone's...
Oh, is your phone ringing?
Please
no,
don't.
No, answer that.
Please freaking don't
no,
do that.
No, we'll cut it out later. Answer it.
No.
If you need to take a call.
It wasn't.
Dude, who is it, Sam?
It was my mom.
I'd like...
when I...
Please don't.
When I went to go do my Elon accent, I couldn't think of... I knew he had an accent, but I start... Like, a British one started to rise up out of my chest. I'm like, I know he's not British. I can't do this.
Sam, if it's okay, I'd like to sub... I'd like to substitute for the teaching position at the STCC.
I mean, you're going to have to talk to the dean. Or you could just...
You freaking are the dean, Sam. You've said that 10,000 times.
School of rock this shiz.
Why is there one teacher and one dean at this entire college?
Well, now there's two, baby.
Don't.
And his name is Mr.
Don't start asking questions, okay? Last thing I need is...
Please hold all questions for the end of the lesson.
Well, I want a full fictional world for me to explore.
What class are you subbing for? What class is this?
For cryptozoology.
Mm.
Icelandic mythology. Icelandic folklore requires you to avoid saying the names of evil whales. Otherwise, you'll draw their attention.
Well, yeah. That's how most evil things work.
Houston. Yes, see? He looked right at me. I said his name, he looked at me. Pulled his attention right over here.
Oh, he's saying I'm evil.
I'm not saying you're evil. That's just how names work.
Got him.
You say people's names. Kevin. Looked right at me.
Okay, well, I know
it worked out. It worked out both of you.
Literally got us both.
Okay, well,
I feel fooled.
This is more than just a passing glance, Sam. Okay, these are evil whales, and I'm about to tell you about each one of them. Well, this person asks, "Y'all have evil whales?" Question mark. I would also ask the same.
Do I?
Well, Iceland.
Do y'all? Sam, you're not a y'all.
I'm included in that.
You're not.
No, I do not.
You're not a y'all. You're not included in y'all.
So there's a lot of...
With Iceland as the subject?
Wait, he's thinking. He's confused.
You can't say y'all to Iceland and be...
He's confused.
And
maybe a little sad.
And expect China to respond. That's not how it works. Words mean things. Context
hey, okay,
mean things.
Okay, you're hurting his feelings.
I don't want to, but I need him to learn.
Yeah, but y'all...
Anyway. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, doesn't matter.
Iceland does. They are the insert Icelandic word that I can't pronounce. There's going to be a lot of those.
Okay.
But fortunately, in parentheses, there's the English thing. Literally, evil whales is what that translates.
I'm
going to
need you to try and pronounce it.
Okay, I'll pronounce one.
That's how this class works.
Ilveli.
That's, ill belly?
No,
that was
what?
Good. That was good. That was good. Don't,
okay.
Don't.
And they live to kill you. They love nothing more than killing and eating humans and sinking their ships.
Yeah, everything in the ocean.
It's probably a good thing where you're in Utah.
Their greatest enemy.
We're landlocked. We're not. We said the name, but the whale can try all he likes. He's not getting here.
Yeah, that's what you
just
think, Sam.
Just ramming his body.
You just wait until I get
maybe
to
that's why,
a particular whale.
Maybe that's why whales beach themselves so often, is they're trying to get on land to kill us.
I also have images. Their greatest enemy is the Icelandic name that I can't pronounce. That's blue whale to you. Which is the greatest of the good whales and the protector of sailors?
So there are good whales and bad whales.
Blue whales are good.
There's a whole whale war that I didn't know about.
All evil whales are, well, evil. So evil that if you speak their name at sea, they will hear it and hone in on you. So instead, you use all sorts of euphemisms for their names. Also, if you try to cook their meat, it literally disappears from the pot. That's right. They're so evil, you can't even eat them.
Why does that? I don't know.
I didn't write the post, Houston.
So if Satan's attacking you, do you bite him on the arm and he's gone because you can't eat him because he's so evil?
No.
Does that science check out? It feels like it checks out.
Either that or these whales are eviler than Satan himself.
You'll never benefit from them. You'll never get sustenance.
The nutrients.
Yeah. He's not talking about the nutrients. He's talking about the meat. It's gone. Okay. It has vacated this soup.
You're right. It doesn't even enter the mouth. You just start cooking it with the intent to devour, and it's gone.
It disappears.
What if you cook it with intent to, I don't know,
you got to think of something.
What do you use cooked meat?
Your whale meat's gone.
To wear as a hat.
Then it might stick around.
Don't they use whale blubber for candles?
And then you change your mind and then eat it.
You can't change your mind. Gone hat. Hat gone.
Okay, they include such types as the horse whale with big eyes and a red mane and tail. This is probably the best and known most... The best known and most feared of the lot.
Sounds kind
of
cool.
Here's a pick.
Dumb name, but...
Quick pick.
Oh, he looks like a
horse whale.
A baller.
He looks like a manatee.
Okay. The red comb is especially cruel and bloodthirsty by the Ilvelhi standards. If you manage to escape it, it will die of frustration. So that's how you kill him.
So if you try to escape him...
Here's a red comb.
Whoa, bring that back over here.
That's red crazy comb. Looking.
He looks like a feisty feller.
He looks like Hellboy.
It's my special OC Hellboy whales cross.
It looks like he has horns that are cut off.
This one says, good luck escaping the mouse whale, though. It has legs and will clamber onto the beach in pursuit.
Good
AKA
word.
Utah, Sam.
The beach.
Just burrowing. Well,
here we are living
the
on
United
the beach.
The United States, it's just one big fat beach.
What's the hate? Isn't everywhere on the planet a big fat beach? Aren't we all just giant islands?
Now you're understanding the risk that we are in.
Made me like I don't understand why not everything is like, why do we have to differentiate islands?
As far as the mouse whale
Quick pick of the mouse whale.
He's frightening.
He will hurt you. This one is, or what about what death from
going
above?
In Iceland.
The jumper. Leaps high into the air and pile drives boats to pieces.
With his two big muscular human arms.
Kind of just looks
arms.
Like a sperm whale that had a stroke.
Pile drive with what?
With his big fat elbow. Head.
He doesn't have elbows.
Elbow?
He's still got fins like a normal whale.
Isn't a pile drive with your elbow?
Yeah, probably
he doesn't
is.
Have elbows, though.
I'll bet he does.
That's probably
the real horror.
I want some
champ
style arms on this guy. I want four arms jutting off this whale to pile drive me four times.
Meanwhile, the shell whale sits in the path of boats and lets them get wrecked on its shelly hide.
Get wrecked.
Shell whale.
We need to post all of these on the Instagram. Every single send that to Sam or to me.
Okay.
Or you post it. You post it.
Okay.
You lazy sack of shiz. Don't make me post everything.
While the sword whale slices through boats with its dorsal fin.
Good.
There's that one really quick.
I love this. And I'm sure the audience likes hearing about these whales, but taking these 20-second intervals to show
no,
every
this
whale.
Is good. This is good.
Okay.
The cat whale is relatively harmless though. It meows.
What?
Where have you found this?
What's the one underneath it?
The same can't be said of the heatherback, a classic island fish that lets sailors get on its back
and
dives,
like an island.
Taking them to a watery grave. Yeah, so they think that it's an island, and they're like, land ho, and then it dives down to the bottom and
Not
kills
land.
Them.
I don't understand that at all.
Thing.
Because
that,
if you were on its back
already,
and it started
Houston
to go
did.
Down, if the moment you hit the water... You float. Being on this whale's back doesn't turn you into a rock, a stone.
Okay, just a couple more. The ox whale, on the other hand, specially targets cattle, attracting them into the sea with its bellow before tearing them apart. It literally just looks like a cow. I don't know why it's called
an ox. It's probably to
whale.
Attract the cows. Sticks his head out and is like, hey,
I'm an ox.
I'm a cow and I swim very good. You probably do too.
Well, humans have a big enough fascination with mermaids, like to the point where we die trying to get to them, men specifically. I would not be surprised if bulls and cows were like, let me get a piece of that beef.
Now this
and
is
trudging off into the ocean.
This is the most important part of class, so pay close attention. How can you avoid all these murderous whales? Like the bridal fish here? Kind of just looks like a killer whale.
Yeah.
Nothing too fancy. Any number of ways, including getting a blue whale to help. Okay, that's your number one go-to.
Ring that bell. Tag that guy into the ring.
Sing a blue whale song.
This is preventing the attack or preventing their attention. What am I doing?
You're fighting these whales.
You're avoiding them.
Avoiding them, okay.
You encounter them and you're toast, okay? You want to avoid them, you get a blue whale, number one. If there are no blue whales at your disposal, first of all, you're an idiot.
You should probably reconsider.
Second, there are substances ranging from angelica to sheep dung and chopped fox testicles that they find abhorrent. And you can distract them with loud noises and barrels.
Am I a whale? Am I an evil whale? Because it seems like...
He's after me. Look, a barrel.
You just start whacking on a barrel.
Maybe they don't like the barrels because the last time they touched a barrel, it was full of fox testicles.
What?
So they just don't trust any barrels anymore.
Word spread fast. Only needed one barrel.
Don't open those, guys.
Into the dang thing and you will not believe what was inside. It was the worst.
So that's...
I thought it a portly man, but let me tell you.
It was anything but...
That's the end
That's
of
really good.
Classes out. Ding, ding.
That was good stuff.
Is there any questions?
Yes. In a scenario, I'm going full Facebook meme here. You have to pick two to protect you. The rest try to kill you. Name your
no,
team.
No.
What?
Shell whale, obviously.
There were
and the red comb, because he's a
I was
a
thinking
beast.
Literally the exact same, too.
There were all of these bad whales, and then there were good whales. Did it list... good whales, or was it just the blue whale that it listed? It was like there's a number of good whales.
Well, sure, I'm sure there are more, but blue whale. I mean,
okay. What if I?
Why
if
settle
I,
for anything less than the best?
What if I have everything but? What if I have everything but a blue whale?
I mean everything but a blue whale. You've got sperm, killer, humpback, everyone.
Every single one. And now what do I do? I don't know.
The last Avenger portal hasn't opened and the blue whale has yet to swim through to save the day.
It's too small. It's just too
<can't>
small.
Fit.
I don't know, Sam. Frick. I guess it's just a number thing at that point.
Just bring them all.
If you have enough good whales on your side, if you outnumber the bad whales, I can't see that going
wrong. If we ever get to the point where we are having like a bunch of artists like make animations of our voiceovers and stuff, can someone please draw a full cinematic whale battle between all good whales and bad whales during this conversation? I would love that. I'm willing that into existence and praying that that happens one day. Big budget. I want all the bells and whistles on this bad boy. Is it my turn?
Sure.
If you would like.
I also have an ocean tale from the sea.
Okay.
I was doing an audit.
This is going to be a watery episode.
A tad bit redundant.
Nope. It is not an ocean tale.
Okay. Scratch that.
Scratch it.
Is it a fin of some sort?
No, because I remembered I was going to bring an ocean tale, and then I was going to screenshot it, and then I immediately found a better story, and I screenshotted that one, and I forgot.
Ooh.
So, but this one's good. I was doing an audit.
It's tough to make Houston's cut.
I'm kind of warmed up to the whole idea of an ocean tale.
I can give
now.
You a brief... I remember. I can give you a brief summary of
brief.
The ocean tale.
Nope, I don't want it.
Brief.
A man was talking about how his uncle rented a yacht to go out with some buddies, and they were like the only like yacht out in this area of the ocean, and they were like, hey, we're out of petrol.
Not
can
very
you
brief.
Guys...
Briefer.
Okay, they said, we're out of petrol.
We're out of
you
gas.
Guys send us some petrol. They went out with it, gone. And there were no other ships in that area, like reported ships. They don't know if it sunk. They don't know if it got stolen. It's like, to this day, there's still a big reward on that boat. And they're like, ooh, but I elected not. I'm remembering now, I didn't want to do it because I don't want... A guy's uncle is still missing, and I didn't want to make too many jokes about that.
I'm thinking the Flying Dutchman. I think he probably flew away.
Nope, we're not talking about this.
Yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right.
I was doing an audit of a public program. I pulled a sample from something like 60,000 people. There were 12 people with the same name in the same town. I thought this was a clerical error, so I asked for backup. I found out 6 were really different people, but 6 others had the same...
Really different people. Like, just... As different as 6 people could be.
Like, what? Names?
No, but, so 6 were really different people, but 6 others had the same middle initial and birthday. I asked for some IDs, and they sent me 8. There was 8 people with the same first and last name, same middle initial, same birthday, born in the same area. The 2 extras were 2 people with all those similarities, but they had both died. Here's the kicker. They died on the same day.
That's horse manure.
I think
that's
about
freaking
this
Ripley's
time.
Believe It or Not shiz, and I believe it not.
I think somebody's trying to get a handsome tax cut.
Ooh, what? I don't.
You're gonna have to elaborate.
I don't understand
that.
Enough about how taxes work. But I think you're wrong.
I don't know the
I've
ways.
Got a couple more dependents
with the same name.
Yeah.
Junior.
Yeah. Junior. The 3rd.
6 Kevin Sirajas living in my house.
Why do you not just make up fake children? Why give them all the same name as you?
It's easier.
Did you reproduce asexually?
It's easier and
just
dumb.
You and everyone else named Sam Woodside?
No, that is, but Sam's, he's on the right track. Maybe it's not taxes, but this guy clearly wanted several of the same of himself on file for whatever reason.
Someone in the comments said possibly the witness protection program.
That wouldn't do anything.
Well, then the next comment says,
me and my whole family just moved into town.
Hi, I'm Peter Johnson. I'm going to have to go under the witness protection program. I think I'm going to go under Peter Johnson.
This is my wife, Peter Johnson, and our daughter, Peter.
This guy who commented on that, he's like, what do you think the FBI is doing? He's like, did you find up a new name for the guy in the witness protection program? He's like, yeah, but I can't name any more people. Witness W. McWitnesson, say. McWitnesson face. Cracked me up. Half the reason I brought this story to the table, and I couldn't even say the whole name.
Yeah, I now I'm wondering what the name is.
Yeah, I would like to know too.
Because of it is.
Or we have an issue of somebody being duplicated? Cloned?
Could be.
Not
could
cloned
be.
Because that's...
But it's government official.
Is that not
IDs.
A duplication?
The same person.
Maybe they're... Wait, they were born on the same day. Maybe the only coincidence here is the 2 that died on the same day, and the rest are just, what, 6 tuplets? Is that what it was? Sextuplets?
Sextuplets. Maybe
with
they...
With
all the same name. It could be. That could be. All the same middle initial as well.
He thought he was having... They thought they were having one baby. Maybe so they wrote down one name.
The parents,
but they had 6. And they were like, well, this is the only...
The parents clearly had a favorite. And they're like, they felt guilty. So they're like, okay, let's name them all the same. We'll mix. We'll put them all in a room. We'll have someone mix them up. We don't know who's who. And then we'll love them all equally.
We'll treat them all fairly.
Because, I mean, come on. There's still going to be a favorite. There's always a favorite.
Before I begin...
Just like how I'm everyone's favorite.
Class?
What?
In this podcast. Mm-hmm. I ran a poll just now.
And in Houston's
the results
head,
are in.
Everybody votes channel.
In Houston's head, everyone voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
Before I begin my class session, I wanted to give Lucas a shout out. He is the first person that I have run into in the wild.
What?
That recognized me from the podcast.
What?
That is not one of our family or an actual friend of one of ours.
What? When? Like, how? What?
What the heck? He saw me at work and he was like, I have a question for you. And I was like, what's up, dude? Shoot. And he was like, are you on Phantasmagoria?
That's freaking bananas.
Like,
I've been waiting for that day.
It boggled my mind.
That's crazy.
Gave him the free dessert.
Good.
I did.
Anyone else?
Send him off with a smile on his face.
Now people are just going to tune in because they hear if they go to Sam Woodside, they get a free dessert. They don't even have to listen to the whole podcast.
Could he have been younger?
Could he have been younger?
Was he, well...
I think he's probably our age.
Tell us after.
A little bit younger.
Because I don't want to dox this man, but you have to give me a full report on why this man knows, like how he found the podcast, everything. I'm curious.
Because I also have to make a shout out to a Lucas. But it's a different Lucas. And he knows. He knows who he is.
Maybe this was just a very short man, and it is one of the kids you work with.
But welcome to class.
Lucas, 4'9",
ding,
has
ding.
A beard.
Houston, you cause trouble every class, dude.
I know. I'm trying to I'm trying to podcast in class at the same time, and it's hard.
Today we're going to learn about turtles.
Very excited.
Well, I'm in it. Okay, never mind.
Water. This is a water turtle. So we're back to the
water
theme.
That's the only kind.
You ruined it.
I didn't.
You idiot.
That town was on the lake that I was talking about.
What are we talking about?
They were born on the docks, the sextuplets. Did I not mention that?
I was really lost. And then he tried to tie it in, and I see where he tried to, but it didn't work.
Keep going. We need to talk about your turtles.
This is the Juan Kim turtle.
But it didn't work?
Hey, how about we leave the kid at the back of the class alone? He's already back here. He's already sad. Why don't you move on with the lesson, teacher?
This is an inspiration.
Good word.
This is an inspiration and a motivation to explore, to uncover the unknown, and to really find proof for these cryptids that are out there. Many cryptids probably don't exist, but there's a high possibility that others do. In fact, National Geographic proved that Hogzilla and the Congo elephants, two cryptids thought to not exist, did exist.
Congo elephants?
Whoa, what is the
cryptid?
Congo elephant?
I don't know.
Wait,
but Hogzilla.
I've heard of Hogzilla.
I haven't heard of either of these.
I did look into Hogzilla. I'll read you a little bit about Hogzilla.
Hogzilla's a big boy.
Hogzilla's a giant pig who was shot and killed by a hunter named Chris Griffin. Are you taking notes?
I am.
Chris Griffin. Write that down. In Alapaha, Georgia, on blah blah blah, on a fish farm. It was a male hybrid of a wild hog and a domestic pig, reported to be over 12 feet long.
A big boy.
Weighing over 1,000 pounds. It was originally considered a hoax, which you would understand. You're rolling around town.
12-foot pig.
1,000-pound warthog just rolling around. You'd be like,
that's insane.
That can't be real.
I wonder if he was like, if his body was like developed to the point where like he could like walk. Because a lot of the times when a species is deformed to that great of a degree, they have trouble getting around. They have trouble doing things. If this guy was proportionately like correct, that was the most dangerous MF-er on the planet.
He's a big boy. There's a couple others here. That was in March 2005, and it was actually revealed that he was 800 pounds and 6 foot, between 6'9" and 8'6".
That is
feet
unbelievable.
Long.
Whoa.
How tall was he?
Another example. There's another big pig known as Fred, who was shot and killed by a 12-year-old boy named Jameson Stone on a game reserve that according to hunters weighed 1,051 pounds and was 9'4" long.
Yeah, that's cap. What? Fred?
He shot it 9 times before he finally got a headshot.
Hey, National Geographic, I think it's time to switch the names on those two.
Who are we freaking hiring? A 12-year-old kid is just a marksman?
He shot it 9 times, Kevin.
Yeah, he's the opposite of a marksman. He was aiming for the head 9 times and
he
only got it the one.
He hit the pig 9 times.
Well, it was probably charging him.
And he was like this... Oh, I'm gonna have to put one in his head now.
That pack of meat just coming at you at 1,000 miles an hour.
Another one.
Wow.
The Corsi hog. This class session isn't even about. This is the teacher getting sidetracked and talking.
I
want to
hear
cool.
about these big pigs.
This is like when you're in class and you sidtrack the teacher and they talk about something else the whole
He's
class.
He's like, oh wow,
and
look at this
like,
one.
And then they're like, oh yeah, I didn't get to talk about everything. We'll push off homework.
When
till
the
next
teacher's
time.
Sitting there for 30 minutes of Bill Nye, he's like, wait a minute, how did this get on?
Sam tries to move on to the Congo elephants, and we're like, oh wow, what's that? Look at that one. Oh, look
I
at
actually
that
still
one.
Do
one.
Look
here
at that
the
one.
Congo elephants.
There's not a link for it.
Okay.
There was another one, the Corsi hog, weighed over 1,100 pounds.
That's bananas.
Hong Kong? Hog Kong.
Hog Kong?
Hog Kong was a giant pig who weighed 1140.
That's a dope name.
Hog Kong.
1140? That's so much.
11 pounds?
Ounces, Kevin. His name's Hog Kong, and he's 1,100 ounces.
I was checked out for just a moment.
Big Bill was a pig.
You son of a gun.
Big Bill was
so
a pig
angry.
Who broke his leg, and they had to put it down, but it was 2,500 pounds.
Dude, why isn't that? I don't know if it's inhumane. If these guys, like I said, if they are proportionally correct, why is that not the big blue ribbon contest at the state fair? Who can grow the next Hogzilla?
And then at the end of this
kaiju contest.
At the end of this thing, it says,
do you do that? How do you grow a Hogzilla?
How do you grow a pumpkin to the size of my whole body? They do it.
Well, I don't know.
That's what they do. They have the tricks. It's the farmer secrets.
I have
a whole book.
No, I have a hard time believing that raising a pumpkin and raising a pig are
the same
secrets.
Thing. It's the same kind of soil, baby. You just pop it in there.
You don't grow a pig in soil.
You feed him soil, dummy. You
Houston,
feed him the good soil.
You feed
Houston.
Him soil, dummy. That somebody put that on a t-shirt.
This is very plainly at the end. The Hohenkiem turtle was an important, very important figure. I did say that was
Looney Tunes character.
That was not on purpose. Houston's raising his hand.
From what
thank
we just
you.
Established,
first off, thank you.
Yeah, from what we just established, I hate that I am in the fantasy enough to do that. if it's a known real life cryptid,
it's not a cryptid anymore.
Didn't we just establish that means it's not
right?
So,
but these are examples of what
does that mean?
These are examples of what were cryptids. These were believed to be cryptids,
yeah.
And then we found evidence that they're real.
See, but this turtle is one of those.
Yes,
but it is still a cryptid.
No.
Okay. Okay. Cool. No. Yeah. Keep going then. Keep going.
All right, Smarty Pants. You want to teach the lesson?
I just wasn't sure because of the things we had established, Kevin. Every time you guys send me to the back of the class, I'm gonna sit 2 feet from my mic so that the audience is just immersed in the reality.
I'm just the snarky kid in class that's actually the most annoying, but just makes fun of everyone for being annoying. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Maybe I'm that kid in real life. And
Am I gonna take you under my wing and help you to become a good little boy that listens in class
most
and takes
likely,
notes?
Yes.
A really inspiring movie of the little snot in class that you see potential in.
You'll come
you
to my wedding 8 years in the
Bigfoot?
Future.
The Hohenkiem turtle was an important figure of Vietnamese mythology. However, scientists did not actually believe the turtle existed until on March 24th, 1998, when a team of scientists videotaped the creature and later caught several live samples. This shocked the entire world, even myself, as a 2-year-old boy.
Whoa.
I remember this distinctly.
Are you telling this or reading this?
I'm reading this.
Okay.
And this guy...
Shocked the entire world.
He did not get shocked by mine.
I imagine you both.
Several live samples. Why not just say we caught a few of them? What a weird way to say
some live, some dead.
We caught them live, but they turned them into samples, which means they cut their shells off.
This shocked the entire world because an animal that was thought to have never existed, like maybe Bigfoot. We all know who Bigfoot is.
I've never met the guy, but
I know of him. We thought the Kiem turtle was not real. Like Bigfoot.
Okay.
We found out he's real. That would be like us finding out that Big Turtle is real.
That's big news.
Big news.
Bigfoot, Big
Does
Turtle,
that make sense?
Big news.
Yeah, it makes me hesitant that they caught them in the first place because if the Vietnamese clearly held these things as sacred, and then they're like, well, we're going to prove it. And then they found him and we're like, we found your sacred turtle. We caught into the lab with you. We caught and dissected six of them. It's like, I think you missed the point of our sacred turtle.
The interesting thing, though, is this shows that although cryptids might seem unrealistic, the turtle was described to have a walrus-like head and pig nose. There's still a fairly decent chance that they exist in the remote regions of the world.
Oh, so they hunted them to extinction.
No, they were just already extincting themselves somehow.
Extincting themselves?
Like pandas?
Yes. But...
Does that mean there were a lot to begin with?
Probably. any species has to have a decent number to be evolving in the way that it is.
A walrus head with a pig nose is kind of like, look at the picture. I mean, he's kind of got a walrus head going on with a little pig nose.
Okay, I like
Dude,
it.
Dude, give me a tusked turtle. That'd be cool.
I'm thinking of a
walrus turtle.
Give me a jackrabbit with horns.
Yeah. Yes, please. I would love that.
Give me a freaking bird with eight tentacles.
Is this a prayer? Is this a group prayer to God asking for animals?
Are we just throwing these out? Give me a gorilla with four arms.
Give me a Komodo dragon with grasshopper legs.
With wings.
Yeah.
Grasshopper legs. I like that more.
But they're like still scaly and lizardy looking. Just boing, deformed looking legs.
Boing.
Boing, boing. The mythology. In ancient Vietnamese mythology, Sword Lake, or Hoan Kiem Lake, was surrounded by the most sacred spot in the region. According to the legend, Emperor Leloy
and Stitch, you know, from the hit Disney movie.
Leloy was boating on the lake when his magic sword, Heaven's Will, was grabbed by a turtle who quickly disappeared into the depths. All attempts to find either the sword or the turtle failed. Loy concluded that the golden turtle god, Kim Kui, had come to reclaim the sword that it had given Loy sometime earlier. During his revolt against the Chinese Ming dynasty, Loy renamed the lake to commemorate this event. It was formerly known as Green Water, the turtle tower standing on a small island near the center of the lake is linked to the legend.
That's kind of dope.
Turtle Tower.
That's the coolest place ever. I want to go to Turtle Tower so bad.
Also called Tortoise Tower, is a small tower in the middle of Sword Lake.
There's the one from the Dr. Seuss book, right? Yurtle My Turtles? Isn't that the name of the book?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
This tower is on a little island in the middle of the lake, though, which houses the shell of the sacred turtle that doesn't exist, but now does. The Hoan Kiem turtle is rooted in Vietnamese folklore, and some even believe the creature that lives in the lake today is the same mythical turtle that helped a Vietnamese king fend off the Chinese nearly six centuries ago.
How would Pig Nose here do anything for the king? How?
Dude, hey.
I'm still cracking up.
Don't you underestimate the turtle walrus Pig Nose.
I need to put, speaking of shirts, I'm putting Yurtle My Turtles on a shirt.
There's probably already a shirt on there.
So basically they gave it a Latin name, and then they're like, let's see. In 2000, this guy gave Hoan Kiem Turtle a scientific name, Raphidus Leloi. Presently, if Leloi is considered to be the identical to Swinhoi, which is another, has to be another
turtly boy.
Kind of turtle.
Yeah, this is also...
There are four living individuals.
The STCC simultaneously teaches several different languages, so...
Right.
You should know all of these. In fact, the prerequisite for coming to this school is knowing every language ever.
You have to have taken Latin 1, Spanish 1, French 1, and...
Vietnamese 2.
They speak in Iceland.
But anyway,
I don't know.
If this is the same species as the other one, there are four living individuals, three of them in captivity at zoos across in China, and then the only one in the wild is the one in this lake.
Wow. That's actually crazy.
Did you imagine, like, as a culture thinking, being like, whoa, Bigfoot's crazy, and then... holy crap, he actually is real.
It makes me wonder why this thing
that
is so significant.
Like, literally real. He's like, what if it was like around a mountain and it's like, okay, this is Bigfoot Mountain. And everyone's like, wow, this is crazy. Huh? And then you find Bigfoot on the mountain.
that would be nuts. Nutty, dude.
That's what happened to these people.
That's what happened here.
See, it's interesting. Bigfoot
they literally
is...
have like a shrine on already built for this turtle.
See, but here's
and then he shows
what
up.
Summoned him. He was like, yo, my house.
Maybe he is a god. Maybe they're treating him poorly. Bigfoot is a bit enough of an experience, though. Like, that's a weird way of saying that whole sentence. Bigfoot is unique enough in how he looks. This guy is still just like probably a normal sized turtle. Like, I get that there's like a cultural impact there and it's a big deal, but I feel like the lack of the spectacle of what it looks like like doesn't make it as big of an event as Bigfoot would be.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true. It's just a turtle.
A turtle with a weird nose, which there's lots of turtles with weird noses.
Here's a picture of him. Get a good eye gander.
Yeah, he's an ugly MF-er. Don't like him. Don't like him at all.
Dude, he's kind of a baller, though.
Here's the picture of the mural of the myth.
Yeah, not even close.
He's got his golden sword. And
that's kind of dope. I want to see. They keep showing dogs.
And then there's
dogs.
The island.
Dogs holding swords in their mouth to fight. Give me a turtle.
That is dope.
Yeah, I saw that when you posted it on Insta.
A turtle with a sword taped to its
Give
back?
Give me a turtle with a sword taped to its back who spins to fight.
His name's Leonardo.
Oh my gosh, I already have my wish.
Ding, ding.
It's come true.
TMNT is the...
Wowie zowie. That's amazing.
Referring you to. This story is called, I Encountered a Bodiless Black Arm.
Report it to the police.
Well, let me give you a little bit more context.
Why would you not just say a severed black arm?
Because it's... Let me give you a little more context. Okay, so...
It seems like you should go right to the police and be like, I found some black guy's arm.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Severed from his body.
It's not. If you would let
what do you think, Houston?
Start the story.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. Is it a body... Is it an arm without a body? Yes or no?
Yes.
Then it is a severed arm.
Is it
That's
black?
The dumbest
is it black?
Thing you've ever said.
Is it black?
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever said. That's how arms work.
Not this one, genius. Okay, so I have had multiple experiences with a, to me, in parentheses, unexplainable thing. It's been a few years since it happened the last time, and I stumbled upon it again after I heard my mother talk about some Muslimic superstitions. I don't know if that's how you say that. They're Muslims, he says. I'm going to apologize in advance for my bad grammar and vocabulary. My native language is German. The first time I
yeah,
have...
Boy.
Nope, keep going. Keep going.
The first time I saw the thing was in primary school when I was 6 years old. We had PE class and were told to go to the sports hall in a double row. The person in front of me was someone I didn't really like. The kid next to me. On our way to the sports hall, I saw a black arm with a white hand slapping the neck of the girl in front of me.
Just slapping her back and forth.
And she started crying.
Whoa.
I got accused of slapping her neck. I immediately told the teacher that it was a black arm. But of course, no one believed me.
Every post we read from Reddit has a line of a nose up in the air. Of course, right, my other paranormal enthusiasts? No one believed me. And everyone's like, oh, preach it, brother. Preach it. Every time. And it makes me angry. There's a haughty, maybe it's how we read it, but there's a haughty tone to it.
Everyone's like, ah. Hate it when that happens.
They just don't got. They don't understand.
They don't get it. But of course, no one believed me. And sure, it could have just been my imagination. That's the other one.
I slapped this girl in the neck, and I got caught in my lie so fast.
But the kid who was next to me, back then, to this day, tells me that he saw that arm too. It has been 6 years.
And he didn't back
years.
You up. What a jerk!
Gasp.
He was
this kid got put in the crazy house for the next 6 years. After that happened, the kid was like, no, he saw it too. And he's like, well, hey,
didn't see anything.
The other guy clammed up, threw his hands up, his eye, nope, incorrect, actually.
This is one, it's been 6 years since it happened. This is one of the many experiences I had with that black arm. I just wanted to share this and hear some thoughts. I'm happy to answer any questions in the comments. Edit. One important detail that I forgot to talk about is that I felt it on my left hand when the arm slapped the girl. So I actually felt the collision as if I would have slapped someone on my left hand.
Oh my gosh. What a freaking little turd. Going around slapping girls?
This guy?
And saying, I felt the impact on my hand. It couldn't have been me because I didn't do it.
I wish.
It was a black arm with a white hand.
The teacher's like, I can see the red marks on your hand.
I wish more than
the
anything.
Impact.
I wish more than anything, Houston could be placed in this situation.
I know,
where
dude.
He was helpless. He watched this black hand smack some girl's butt. She turns around and just
neck, but
smacks him.
We could go PG-13.
Can I tell you guys a story?
Smacks him, and he's like, "Do it."
Can I tell you guys
some
a story?
Of the hand.
Oh. It was an arm that wasn't
it was
attached
a severed
to a body.
Arm.
Can I tell you guys a real story? I don't know if I've ever told you guys this story. There was so I did theater in high school, and we were doing a musical one year, and
that's what they do in theater.
This sound like I did this on purpose.
Does this have to do with a butt?
It does. It does.
Does it have to do with you touching a butt?
Another PG-13 moment in Phantasmagoria.
It does. Let me get to the story. We were practicing, we were in the studio, dance studio, where they were like, we were going through the routine for the musical, the dance routine.
Dance
and
room.
In we, me and some other guys had a different
bingo,
part.
Kevin. You got it right on that.
Anyway,
room in which one dances.
So dumb. We were standing off to the side.
We,
me and a group of buddies, who were had separate parts.
Is the girl there yet?
No.
Hold
so
your
in,
horses
in
there,
this
eager
McBeaver. Area, our school had like a dance team of just these.
It's McBeaver's son.
No joke. Like just all these girls on this dance team. So they had like they were in that room. That dance teacher was teaching us. So they had gone to a different area so we could use that room to practice.
Sure.
One of the girls comes back for her stuff when my buddy shoves me. So we had this little kid from the elementary school. He's like my third cousin. Kid kneels behind me. And another buddy pushes me.
You got tabletop.
I literally got tabletop like in a cartoon. And as I fall back, because I was close enough to the wall to like grab it with my left hand, I went out with both hands and firmly, loudly, squarely slapped this girl square on her butt. And it was maybe the worst thing that's ever happened to me. But she turned around and was like, "Was that you?" And I was like,
"The worst?"
It was. And she's like, "Did they push you?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Don't even worry about it." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I've been saved. I met the most tolerant."
Oh my gosh, because he got
winked.
Saved. He said, "Oh my gosh," because he just
he got a free butt touch.
I was in a scenario where I did
where you, a teenage boy, got to touch a girl's butt and you're off scotch-free.
Of all the butts in the world to firmly slap at virtually full power. For that one person to be like, "Nah, that was cool. Like, no worries. We're cool. No big deal." That was,
that was cool for Louis.
I had a 1,000-yard stare for the rest of my year in high school.
He
I
spent was like, the rest of the year trying to figure out how to recreate
trying
it.
Trying to reimagine.
"Hey, buddy, run behind me. Push me over. Here they come."
Get right here. Here she comes.
Seriously, though, it was maybe like that moment between when it happened, the realization of what had happened, and her turning around in shock was maybe the worst moment of my entire life.
Houston and his third,
I felt so bad.
Houston and his third cousin became inseparable after this experience. And he very conveniently was tabletopped many times later that same school year.
Oh, it was prominent memory of my high school years.
Wait, are we done with my story? Or
ad break.
Oh, we do need, yes.
I think we skipped it.
We skipped, nope. Ad break. No laughing. Ad break. Welcome back.
Oh, perfect.
I was just going to say, because we skipped we were supposed to do it after you.
Don't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No, I was the first one to start.
Yeah, and then me, and then Sam, and then you went.
This is logistical things that don't need to be discussed on the podcast.
Could I haunt a ghost?
You're right.
Back? Question mark?
We need to figure this out because this might be important.
I asked this
for our career,
but no good answers. Only ghosts don't exist.
You've been asking the wrong question to the wrong people.
I have a ghost in my house who much haunts me, even with the noises and whispers and making sense. I want to get back at him. How may I do it?
Well, I think that ghosts probably
ghosts
get a lot of gratification.
Sure.
From haunting you, irritating. Maybe.
It depends. It depends on the ghost. I feel like you need to find out what this ghost wants. What are his goals? If he is irritating you just to irritate you or haunting you just to get a reaction, then maybe just pretend like nothing's, everything's just golden brown and you're fun and that's great. But if this ghost is just minding its own business and this is a side effect to what this ghost is doing to live its life, then maybe you do annoying things that, you know, rub him the wrong way. You might be able to find something that would annoy him.
So what are these things?
Talk loudly. Wake him up in the middle of the day. Do ghosts sleep during the day?
No, that's not a thing.
Ghosts are nocturnal. That's actually true.
What?
Mm-hmm. We've covered that on this podcast at least 5 or 6 times.
What?
Yeah, they're in the episode somewhere. You better go back and listen.
I think you get a blowhorn and just let it rip.
You think that is the one thing that ghosts are just fed up over?
Because
I think if they really got a ton of joy out of this, I think there'd be a lot more hauntings and ghosty stories than there are.
I'm going to take a note out of SpongeBob's book.
This is like a spite thing.
And you stop being annoyed, scared. You just don't care anymore. And the ghost is going to get so frustrated that he can't push your buttons that it's going to push his buttons.
See, that's a SpongeBob episode.
Yes, that's why I say you need to find out the intent of the ghost. Because if the ghost is intending to annoy you, then yeah, that would work. But if the ghost is just going on his own business and
it's just haunting you.
It's just annoying you or haunting you, like as a side effect. Like this is just what's happening as a result.
Well, then
that
makes you a big jerk.
It's true.
Not really. I mean, somebody.
Then you have to tap into the old.
Somebody mowing their lawn. We brought this up last episode. Somebody mowing their lawn at 7 o'clock in the morning. Like that's kind of a douchebag move, and it's like you're annoying me. You just woke me up. It's not needful. You don't need to be mowing your lawn at that time, but they could be.
How do you know?
That's just how they're living their life, though. And you might be able to do some things like have your dog poop in their yard.
Oh, good. Hey, solid prank, Sam.
So when they're mowing their lawn, it's stinky.
And there's poo flying all about.
Yeah.
I would think they would if you were mowing a lawn.
But we need the ghost. We need the ghost.
Is what I almost
we need the said. Ghost equivalent to this.
We need a ghost equivalent to a stinky lawn.
A lawn turd prank.
See, that's a tough one. What is going to get to the ghost? Like, what is going to... What is he even going to bat an eye at?
Well, we have 70-plus episodes of answers to that question.
I don't know that we do.
Answers to that actual question?
All we've discussed is how to get rid of ghosts. I mean, if you want to just exercise the thing, then...
Exercise the thing. But he doesn't want
to go ahead
gone.
And do that. That's what I'm
revenge.
Saying. So how... Yeah. We have never discussed
See, here's,
anything like
here's,
that.
Here's something that I would like to introduce.
Well, specifically, he said he wanted to haunt it back.
You're right. He did say that.
How does a human haunt a ghost?
A human is far weaker than a ghost. Kevin, we'll come to your point because I...
Okay.
I respect your I'll ding wait. Ding.
But not more than his own point.
No. I'm far more important. A ghost is far more powerful than a human. Pissing off the ghost, I would say, will rarely grant you the results that you seek.
You have to scare it. You have to haunt it.
My solution gets around that.
No, you have my interest peaked.
You have the interest peaked of the entire paranormal community.
You invite/summon another ghost.
A more annoying ghost.
The annoying roommate ghost.
Okay. And
so all of his anger gets directed to the roommate. He's annoyed.
Okay.
And you win.
Bada bing, bada boom.
You're safe. He's annoyed. Winner.
I think you
chicken
get,
dinner,
I think
if
you
I
get
may.
A lesser ghost. One less annoying, but you act more annoyed toward the lesser annoying ghost. So that the other one gets jealous.
Oh,
I've been lost.
No, this is...
Did that make sense, Kevin?
Yes.
I just wasn't listening.
So you have annoying ghost, right?
Yes.
You're still trying to soak in this brilliant idea.
You invite new ghost that's actually a pal.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
You pretend like you're super annoyed with this new ghost, way more annoyed than old ghost.
Gotcha.
Old ghost gets jealous.
He's like, oh man.
He's haunting him so much better. New ghost is
jump. You haunt like a little girl compared to this.
You have to be traipsing around the house like, man, I thought my life was bad before, but now that I have this new ghost, oh boy, now things are really spooky.
Things really took a turn for the worse.
Yeah, that'll get.
Yeah,
him
I think
that'll haunt him. Yeah. That if the emotional haunting, I think, is really haunting, the damage you'll do.
Haunting is a multiple, like, is a multi-use word. It has multiple meanings. It could haunt him for the rest of his life.
But again, even if it's just
afterlife,
which may be eternal.
Whoa!
Even if it's just a side effect of the ghost living his life, he'll still be annoyed by the annoying roommate.
It's true.
Bingo. So, a super messy. Get a super super messy ghost. It's not going to bother you.
Right, because...
you get ghost stuff.
It's ethereal...
it's just ghost stuff.
Big deal.
But this stinky, stinky ghost that you can't smell is going to be a large...
the first time you've talked about ghost stink with...
it's going to be a large
with
bother.
With the assumption that ghosts give off any kind of scent at all.
Oh, a big, big bother.
You're in for a rude awakening on the other side, Houston.
You've got the finickiest nose that I've ever met.
If I'm a ghost, I've never met a man
with a finickier nose. You're gonna the other side's gonna be.
You can't say that it hasn't impressed you when I can, at a distance, be like, "There's baked goods in our immediate vicinity. We need to find them."
I have not. You have never done that before. You've never treated me. I've never seen you float towards a pie. First off,
nose first.
My gift has never rewarded you baked goods. I say bull honky to that, sir.
Oh.
That's a bold statement. I do have a bad memory.
Of my nose?
Of all sorts.
Just
of.
In general.
all sorts of.
Hippocampus is a little underdeveloped.
Oh, you're saying you have a poor memory. Not like a single... I thought you were saying you had a bad memory. Like you were about to share a bad memory.
No.
I was like, hippocampus is poorly... what?
I am lost as to the order of our stories. Is it me?
It's you, and you are our final of the evening, sir.
This comes to us from Corey.
Really take us home on this one, Sambone Jr.
Okay.
The third.
Here's our update on my haunted library and our resident peekaboo spirit that I promised a couple weeks ago.
I remember peekaboo.
I do remember peekaboo.
My schedule at the library changed since I last wrote, and I'm now working alone at the library after dark a couple nights a week. That's when you quit.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you quit your job.
Flago,
dude,
Patronum.
Or if you're convinced there's not really a ghost, that's when you never leave that job because you can sleep the whole time.
Yeah. Well, we are convinced that there is a ghost, Houston.
They're not. Corey specifically said in the last time that they were like, nope, wrong, no ghost. They all just think so.
Maybe you'll change your mind.
Still too
with
sketchy
this story.
For me.
However, I had a few weird things happen. You're in it. Whoa.
Kevin, you slept in a hallway of delinquents and criminals for like months and months and months.
Not ghosts.
Touché.
You work
in a spooky place.
Delinquents
and criminals. I didn't work in a jail.
Just rapscallions and scoundrels.
My schedule at the library changed since I last wrote. Now working alone, blah, blah, blah. It's a dark, little spooky because it's a big, old building. But I just turn on a podcast and try not to think too much about it. However, I've had a few weird things happen these past couple of weeks. One day, I came in and turned all the lights on and went to check the book drop. Everything was as it should be. But about 30 minutes later, I noticed a book on the floor between two shelves that I had definitely walked past on my way to the book drop.
The library just has so many opportunities for like the exact kind of shenanigans that paranormal could bring that I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah.
Like when I watch even paranormal shows and they're obviously playing it up, like they're like, oh, there's a ghost in this house. When they do the thing where they walk back into a room they've been in and there's just a chair in the center of the room, I'm like, no! Get out of there, guys!
If you didn't put that there, then you need to leave.
There's no way it could have been there, and I didn't see it. It had to have fallen after I walked by the first time. I planned to pick up the book, but when I started walking that way, I got a really uneasy feeling, so I just left it for the morning librarian to reshelve.
Smart person.
Mm-hmm,
Corey's
mm-hmm.
got it going on. I worked the next evening without incident. But when I came in the next week, I had the same thing happen again. I walked past the shelves in that area and there were no books on the floor. I specifically checked because of what had happened the past week. And then when I walked past again later, there was a book on the floor. I immediately stopped in my tracks when I noticed it. The book was on the floor between the same two shelves. I thought about picking up to reshelve it, but got the same uh-oh kind of feeling when I started to walk closer to the book. I'm not about to be the star in my own personal horror movie, so I left the book alone.
Good, good, good. Smart, smart,
just
smart, correct.
Big brain move after yep. another.
Corey's listened to a
huge
few of
brain.
Our episodes.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Which, I feel like 99%.
I'll take all credit for that.
Kevin,
for real.
Kevin, you've saved Corey's life.
I think 99% of our approach to ghost stories that we are actually like giving true advice on is literally hands up, walk away. Who cares? Your job's not worth it. The camp isn't worth it. Your life isn't worth it.
This should be a quote. Somebody write this down. I'm not about to be the star of my own personal horror movie.
Yeah. I like that.
But dude, if you were, they wouldn't
money,
die.
Big box office. Not true. A lot of the
sometimes
main characters in horror movies die.
Not. A, I wouldn't say a lot.
I would say more than half.
More?
Yeah, 100%.
Incorrecto.
He's
more than half of the main character dies in the horror movie.
Yep, I would say. I feel like that's usually the case. Is everyone There's, dies?
See, but
incorrecto.
The ones that survive the mental.
Yeah.
The mental weight.
Even if they're not dead, they're
the
like screwed.
You'd just be ruined.
Yeah, it's a sad ending every time.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give
you'd,
you that.
You'd have some PTSD.
Here, and here's here, I'll say this. Good horror movies end with everyone losing. Good horror movies end with everyone doing normal human things that someone would do to get out of the situation and losing anyway. Those are what make a good horror movie. I'm not talking about Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I'm not talking about Luck of the Irish.
Yeah, Kevin. We all know you're talking about Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Freaking,
we're not talking
hey,
about that here.
That is
you
shut up about Killer
that
Clowns
is Kevin's
from Outer
go-to
Space.
If Kevin thinks the word horror, he immediately thinks of Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Is that
every
true,
single
Kevin?
Time.
Is that true?
No. No, it is not. But I do hold Killer Clowns from Outer Space close to my heart.
I just got done saying we're not talking about the Killer Clowns.
Okay.
I had another weird thing happen one night when I was preparing to leave. I was switching off all of the lights. When I turned out the lights in the lobby, I saw a man standing in the middle of the lobby.
Nope. Hate that. Nope.
Well, Houston, it happened. I only saw him for a second in the dim light. He was tall.
Had a big
this,
red nose
this,
wearing polka dots and a red
scarier?
Wig.
Does the tallness add to...
I would say shortness is scarier.
As a man who's tall.
That's incorrect.
I would say shortness is much scarier.
No, it depends on the tallness. I guess if they're disproportionately...
Houston, if you just see a person...
Like, if I see, like if I turn off all the lights in a room and I see a little dark humanoid finger... figure.
Where's this finger? Where is this
I
finger? Laying
say,
on the table.
I meant to say figure. Dang it!
A very small, like a little elf finger.
I
little
hate baby the way finger. My mouth and brain work. I hate them. I swap letters from words in sentences.
I know you do, buddy.
It's like I'm dyslexic with my mouth. It's crazy.
Here we are. He was tall and appeared to be wearing a checkered flannel shirt.
That's a clown, dude.
No, Kevin.
Straight up, that's a
shut
clown.
Shut up about the clowns. He was standing perfectly still. I didn't see his face.
Shut
I
up,
I quickly
a clown.
Turned the light back
considering
on.
Considering you are one.
Keep going, Sam. Don't acknowledge. You can't. I
he
know
hurt
you
my feelings, Houston. I have to acknowledge
he frowned.
It.
The damage has been dealt.
He hurt my feelings.
I will say that about Sam. If you say something to get under his skin and he's not going to gratify with a response, you will know every single time that you've hurt him based on the biggest frown I've ever seen.
A clown frown.
In my entire life. And just like staring off in the distance like, I could never show my face in this town again. It's like 100% the vibe, and it kills me every time. Which makes me feel bad because then I just want to hurt my friend Sam. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
He was standing perfectly still. I didn't see his face. I quickly turned the light back on, but there was nothing and no one there. That gave me chills, and I locked up, turned the alarm system on, and left in record time. This last event happened to my boss a few days ago. After closing time, a bunch of the staff were sitting around at a couple of tables between the fiction section and the non-fiction section. Does that give you a good kind of... You know where we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
In my elementary school library that I imagine this story. Because that's exactly where we are. Big paper mache giraffe right next to it.
Last time I actually went into a library, I remember being surprised at how short the bookshelves were.
A child's library?
Yeah.
Why were you in a little child's library recently?
It was actually a while ago. Yeah. But I just was
well, they're not 6'7".
It was just a library, but I remember the shelves being bigger.
Dude, I was literally thinking while you were telling this story, like, I want to go back to my elementary school library, because that place was lit. Like, no joke, when I say that paper mache giraffe, it was like, I remember it being much taller than the teachers. Like, it was a real thing, and it was next to half a built ship that you could walk into, and then there was black light inside, and that's where they kept...
All right, stop bragging.
Yo.
It was a lit library, dude.
Our library was lit.
Ours was.
The Kiva?
Harry Potter theme.
Oh, there was a whole section.
Dude.
I forget that you guys went to the same elementary school.
It was lit.
That's where I read How to Train Your Dragon
for
the first
Litty
time.
It was Litty City.
It's a key memory of mine.
I don't know that that was the city.
Keep going.
Well.
On the other side of the tables, nope. After closing time, a bunch of the staff were sitting around a table, a couple tables between the fiction section and the non-fiction section. Here we are again. Well, it's the same. On the other side of the tables were several rows of bookshelves. All of a sudden, our boss stops mid-sentence and goes very pale. She's looking over towards the fiction section. Everyone asks her what's wrong, and she is finally able to say that she just saw a tall, shadowy figure... one tall shadowy finger walk. It's like the thumbs from Spy Kids.
Oh gosh, this has become a horror story. This was a spooky
one
tale,
shadow
and now I'm afraid.
Finger walk from one. It's, it says fing. Nope. It's
oh
just shadow figure.
Can we talk about that movie real fast?
No. Walk from one aisle of shelves to another and then disappear. So how much do y'all think someone would... So how much do y'all think... Nope, don't...
I'm not.
So how much do y'all think someone would have to owe in overdue book fines to end up tethered to the library after their death? Which is a great question, I must say.
Ooh,
and...
it's a numbers thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Do we want to answer that? There's another question that's of similar caliber. How much do we think that you would have to owe in order to do book fine?
Oh my gosh. You guys are going to have to take like a 5-minute break.
To end up tethered to the library after their death, I think any book fine. If I can't check a book out because of my 25-cent overdue...
That would haunt
Bill.
You.
I mean,
yeah.
I still feel bad.
Yeah, but they'll pardon 25 cents.
How much? Okay, I guess how much do they are they willing to not?
Yeah, that's the question.
Part with
$300.
So at $295, they're still letting you take books home. Is that what we're assuming? Okay. You're overdue $295, okay. But yeah, sure, take those 5 books home.
Okay, but no. What if? It's not about taking books home. It's about you have the books already at home,
right,
and you're
right,
just
right,
not
right.
bringing them back.
Houston,
it's gonna the cash is gonna stack up.
Okay. I can't think.
And the next time
of a movie that portrays more accurately what adults thought kids were into in like the 90s.
We're not
Kids
talking about Spy Kids. Dang
Houston,
it.
I can't believe
we are not talking about Spy
you
Kids.
You just attempted.
I just had to get that out, man.
I know.
Is that not true, though?
You be
Tell
quiet.
Me if it's true.
You be quiet.
I won't.
Can you mute him?
He can't.
Unplug his mic.
Don't do it.
I told him explicitly not to do that.
You're not the boss. You're not my dad.
He did say no.
And the next time, this is the next question. And the next time I book falls, nope. And the next time a book falls off a shelf by itself, should I pick it up or mind my own business? We commend you for your actions. You've done exactly as you should have. Anybody else?
On the night shift, I would not, no.
Right.
But, you know, I think if in broad daylight, then yeah, sure.
As always, thanks for keeping things spooky and funny. Much love from your phantasmagorical
librarian Corey, aka Probs.
Oh, I Corey, love Probs. You freaking GK. What a
Probs shows up for the streams.
Keep kicking
all the time.
Freaking Pog champ.
Probs is a regular, and Corey. She's Pog? They're freaking hilarious.
Oh, you guys know no Pog. You guys aren't keeping up with the lingo.
Explain to me what Pog means.
Play the game.
Okay.
Poggers.
It's in those big adult games that Kevin plays that we're not allowed to play.
Yeah, you the guys one with don't
the
even know.
The shooting and the
yeah. Well, it's got blood and guns in it, and I don't. That makes me uncomfortable. yeah, I kind of agree with Sam. I think any amount of money, done, gone. You're haunted. You're a ghost library.
Wow, really?
You are a whole library.
5 cents and your soul is bound?
You owe something. You owe something in this mortal realm and you need to get it paid.
See, I disagree.
God won't let you into heaven with overdue.
Wow.
There's pretty much a guarantee that I had.
Could you imagine?
Overdue books at some point in my growing up in elementary school. Had to. I mean, there are books that I kept.
But you had the innocence of a child. if this is...
Sam, you better watch out, or he might end up in a library in the next life.
Thinking of one very specifically, did steal...
It depends on intent, Sam.
I did steal that book from Bloomington Elementary School.
Please, for the love, nobody from the staff hear this podcast.
See, am I going to be a ghost? Because this is a greater offense,
well, did you do it with nefarious intent?
Do you get overdue book drafts with nefarious intent?
That's what I'm saying. You took this book and you're like, I'm just going to keep it so that I can have it forever. See, that is what's going to keep you in the library. That is what's going to make you a ghost. It's your intent. If you stole from the library... This is
well, not according to you, Buckwheat.
Not according... Okay, I take it back. Frick. Back
because
up off me.
You said any amount of money.
Yeah. I processed new information and drew a new conclusion,
imagine
sir.
Checking a book out from Houston and you're on your deathbed and he rolls in and is like, where's your nickel, buddy?
He is.
You're going to have a long afterlife if you don't pay up.
It could be. These ghosts could be past librarians who never got over the unpaid dues.
Librarian Houston is a cruel mistress. Cruel.
I've got the whole. I've got the top bun, the strict glasses, the ruler in my hand, everything. dude, no joke. I want to be in a library right now. I miss libraries so much. I freaking love libraries.
Start recording in one.
They're dope. They're always
very
like
quiet.
They're
just have like a little. I was gonna say something really dumb.
Say it. Say the dumb thing. Say the dumb thing right now.
I was gonna say have a little have a little chat. You know, like the book chatter in the back. Like the people in a real life place where you've got like chatter going on. The library is the one place there's no chatter in the real life world.
There's more chatter than movies and TV shows portray.
No, but there's
everyone's like shh.
No.
This is a library. No one does that.
No.
And if they do, you should
if
beat
we're going
them
somewhere
up.
Public where there's people.
Houston, there are old ladies that do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and you should kick them out of the library. They're going to the library to do that to people, and you need to get them out of the library.
To those old ladies who may be listening to the podcast, we don't mean
good.
Shame.
I hope they feel shame. Clean up your act.
That Houston, you may have the opposite effect. They may clean up their act.
They're going to shush harder?
Yes.
Because the youth aren't complying with their shushing? No.
This has been Phantasmagoria.
It has been. We have merch now. We have it?
We do.
And we're putting up the episode on Wednesday, so we'll probably have time to put a store up or something and figure out how to sell it, because we don't have that set up yet.
Right. And we are getting on that.
So follow us on Instagram for an update on when that happens, and I'll put links on there and everything.
Also, before anybody else says anything, for those of you who have listened and enjoyed our podcast, please give us a review on
ooh,
Apple Podcasts.
Yes, or anywhere.
Because any kind
review.
Of connection.
Even to a friend.
It means more than you realize.
Rent a billboard. I want to see someone go the extra mile. Rent a billboard for us.
Get one of those.
I think there are a lot of people that go out looking for podcasts, and when they see that it has a lot of reviews, then that means that it's a good podcast.
It
if you believe that we are good,
so
get us, give us those reviews.
Yeah, it's like literally like when I literally am like browsing for a new show, I look at reviews. Not necessarily like I look at the 5-star bar or whatever.
I always do.
But I look at the quantity of reviews because that shows how many people cared enough about the show to say something, and that means like, oh, this affected a lot of people, so it's dope.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
MaguariCast@gmail.com.
Send us your stories.
Phantasmacast for TikTok and Instagram. go share those, hang out with those. You guys blew up. Not blew up, but you guys, given our audience size, there was a good number of people on the TikTok the other day, and I was quite pleased with that.
Jazzed.
I appreciate that a lot.
I was
they
jazzed.
They are annoying to make.
I was jazzed. I didn't know about it, but I'm sure I was.
I also have to, I just remembered I have to give another shout out to my small friend Josmar. And is there anything else that we
twitch.tv/YuiYvonne, come hang out with me. They've been chill hang sessions. Probs, come hang out with me, Probs, Ruff, Rose, the squad.
But that is the squad.
The squad. It's freaking fun. We literally just chill and chat.
The gang.
It's really fun. And that is gonna do it for us. And life's only gonna be as overdue as you make it.